Yeah, let's see if I have something to wear. So Gemara says, "Man ketav sheishes chumi mes naisa l'tani." Rashi learns, and it means that he found the share of bryson. He was a collector of difficult bryson, and this is one of his difficult bryson. What Tosis means on the bottom. It could be Tosis means differently, but Tosis means these are different vices. They're strung together. That's so sure that's the trap in Tosis. In any event, let's take a look at it. So he has a difficult vice. What's the vice? Actually, the Emshel Gemara's Mashmah is one vice. So the vice says, V'toni, kolam azolus mutorim chutmi mazol chama v'levonu. That's the end of the mission. Kol mazalos amuter chutz mivazel chama levana. Kol apatzuf amutar chutz mipatzuf adam. Kol hatzur is mutar is chutz mitzur is darkly. So actually, a dogim like kari patzuf elatzur. So clear how it went, since when is it dark and a dog before Rashi and Tzinochash. Anyway, it's a minor point. So that's the price. So we might now take it apart. Oma ma, kol ha-mazolos mutarim chutz mu'azal cham ulupon. B'may haskin, what's the case? Yilein ha-ba'isa, there's always two possibilities. The whole sukkah, there's going to be two possibilities. The Yisra of Asiyo, and the Yisra of... It's your Asiya, it's a special Jesus HaKos of Lusathanit, which is the Hemshek, now allowed to make Surah Samoshim. And the Yisr HaNot, that maybe it's, if you find it, maybe it was never. So what is this Bryce referring to? Ilayim of Asiya. And the Bryce is saying, you're allowed to make all different kinds of mazolos, you're not allowed to make Chamu Levono. Iba Asiya, Kala Mazolos Mishor, Vaksiv Lusathanit, Lusathan, Kinmush Samoshim, Mishamshim Levono, Iba Mar, Elab Shita Vimaitse. So when I see it, I cannot allow to make other mazalos. Not only have to live the Isra, the Sassanit is not limited to Chamu Levona. So all the Shamoshim and Shamshim Amari. So perhaps it wouldn't make sense on the level of Isra. Must be the Bryce talking about Moitzin is telling me the din of the mission. That we might say, other Tzur Samotu without Cheshish that they were what is our. So only Chamu Levona that are awesome. Hagavucha, Fidir Amam, Chora, if it's Fidir Amam, if the Bryce is talking about Isa, Moses says, nah, but if the Bryce would have been talking about Isa, so what would Chama Levona and Mazolos mean? The images that are associated with the Chama and the Levona, or the Chama Levona and the Kechavim themselves? About the Chama and the Kechavim and the Levona themselves. The Isa of Lysas and Iti is not to make a picture of Phoebus, but the Isa is to make. The Moses of Behemshach, the Moshel Darkin, the Rambam says Darkin was also associated with a Mazel Teli. The Gemara says Behemshech that it's about mutter to make a darkin, because the darkin is not Meshamish Lefani B'mor. The Goyim associated with some kind of constellation. So that Phoebus and all these other tzuras that Ram is talking about, it's the same thing. The same way darkin is associated with Mazel Teli. But the thing that you're not allowed to make is Mazel Teli, not a darkin. So it's like with Chacham Bulavan and Kechavim, it's not a poshut. On the other hand, if we're talking about Meitzeh, then it would choshe that it's a tzur of a zar. So the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis at least learns that Chama Levona doesn't mean the Tzuras Eagle, it means the image that's associated with the Chama, the image of Phoebus and so on. So you have to say Nechadami. That's all it calls a Nechla, but Dibri HaGemar. Iba Isa, and it's talking about the Chama and Levona themselves, so Kechavim is also Osir. And Iba Maitzi, and it's not talking about the Chama and Levona themselves, it's talking about the image that's associated with it, then fine, then we're good. Then the Bryce, that would make sense, that we're talking about Maitzi. Okay, so the Bryce seems to be talking about Maitse. Frekt Gemara, Eimim Mitzioso. What about the next clause? Kol ha-patzufim mutorim chutz mipartzif odom. Ibe Maitse, partzif odom yoso. Matan ha-maitse keil malerim paleim tzuris cham ulevono. Tzuris darkoin, yilichim liyam ha-melech. So Meduik Tzur is darkened in parts of Adam life. Mishnah doesn't say parts of Adam. It's parts of Adam, but it's his mother. Elapshita Baisa. Must be talking about Asir. And saying you're allowed to make all kinds of partsufim of animals and so on, but not a partsuf Adam, which we'll learn by Hemshah, that there's Nisr, like Sasaniti, not allowed to make a Tsuris Adam. So in this line of the Gemara's Mefurish, that the Mishnah is Matat Tsuris Adam. In fact, the Mishnah only says Tsuris Chama, Levona, and Tsuris Darkoin, it's Meduyuk, Tsuris Darkoin in, Tsuris Adam. So Meduyuk, that there's an inference from the Mishnah that a Tsuris Adam is Mutter. So this is the background to Rashi in the Mishnah, who says that the Mishnah has to be going like Rabbanan of a mayor, because according to a mayor himself, all Tzlomim are also. And if all Tzlomim are also, all Tzlomim are also, that means the parts of Adam is also. Oh, that's the Pshat in Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah said that the Mishnah only asks Chama Lubana Dargan, Lafira Meir, any Choremis, Lafira Meir, any Tzuras Adam is also. Oh, that's the Mok of Rashi. Therefore, Rashi says, okay, I have to say, says Rashi, that the Mishnah must be going like Rabbanim. And Tzuris Adam is Hakamutta. Tzuris Chayla. So first of all, Taisus asks Rashi. Even Rashi was Shitasa. It's a big R. Even Taisus Chaylik on two levels. First of all, Taisus is Chaylik on the Etzim premise, and he says that it could be going. It could be that a Tzuris Adam is also like a mayor, but that Kalim is more common. And on Kalim, we're more likely to be told that it was only Linoi. Point to a mayor, all slumim are also. So, like him, also all slumim should be also, but the mission is between the parts of Adam is mutter. Says Rashi, the mission must be going like Rabbanon of a mayor. Maisa Taisa Sakash and Rashi, even Lashitosa, even Lashitas Rashi, that there's no chilik between Kalim and slumim, there's no hech to say that we're going Dafka not like a mayor. Maybe Lo'olim are going like a mayor. Gemara said before, the way Rashi learns the Gemara before, even a mayor only asks on Darta Shemalachim and then and Pesach Hamadim. So the Darta Shemalachim part's not so shmer. Maybe Rashi held the Mishnah's Mudrik that a Tzuris Melech is also Mudrik. Even if it's true that a mayor only asks on Darta Shemalachim, but here it says parts of Adam is Mudrik. It doesn't make an exception for a Tzuris Melech. Later on, when the Gemara is looking for a case of a Tzuris Adam that's also, the Gemara finds it's a special case of Tzuris Adam that's also Sarapis. We'll see later. But why did the Gemara say Tzuris Adam means parts of Melech? So apparently, it's a Dukin Gemara that if the Mishnah says Tzuris Darkin is also, Tzuris Adam is Mutter, parts of Adam is Mutter, that means that it doesn't matter if it's a Melech either. Parts of Adam is, the Mishnah would do it, the parts of Adam is Mutter. If a part of a Melech would be also, then the Mishnah would have. If a part of Melech, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says that only Tzuris Nochash is also a part of Adam is Mutter. It's Meduik in the Mishnah that even a part of a Melech is also. Even a part of a Melech on a Kli is also. Because if a part of a Melech on a Kli would be, I keep saying wrong, in the Mishnah it's Meduik that only a Darkin is also, but a part of Adam is Mutter, even if he's a Melech. Because if a part of a melech would be osur, then the Mishnah would say so. And the Mishnah says, no, only a darka. So that's apparent. So I don't hear so much the kasha from a darka shel melech. But the Pesach HaMadin is shvei. If even a mayor only asked it al Pesach Hamadino, this keli is not al Pesach Hamadino. I mean, it's no mitzvah, it's a keli. It could be wherever it is. So if a mayor only asked it al Pesach Hamadino, but not al Pesach Hamadino, a mayor agrees that Salam Mamutr, so where's the deed that the mission not like a mayor? That's Rashi's assumption. Otherwise, who told Rashi that the Mishnah is not like a man?
Because, quite frankly,
it's
not just Salam
that has the Mishnah's Hadam. No, Salam is a Tzur Salam. Salam is a statue of a person.
There's a statue and
a
keli with a picture.
So Taisus holds that a keli with a picture of a person is more kal than a statue. Statues might be also. I mean, Tam statues are also with the Leon. And in Tzur Salam, the man kli is mutter. So that Taisus takes from there that a picture of a person on a kli is less choshud than a statue of a person. A statue of a person is becheskes of a zara. A picture of a person on a kli is becheskes noy. Rashi doesn't have that assumption. If Rashi had that assumption, he wouldn't need to say the Mishnah is not like Rameh. Apparently, Rashi held that whatever is true when it's in a statue, anything that's also when you find it as a statue is likewise also if you find it on a kli. So therefore, if the Mishnah is matir of parts, again, maybe I should make just vahitzi. In modern Hebrew, parts of means a face. In the Lashon of the Chachamim, parts of, I don't know what it means a face. Parts of means a surah, means an image. So the Mishnah says that a parts of, yeah, that's for sure. Parts of means an image. Kala patzufim mutar and chutz mi parts of adam is the image of a person. Akuponim, what was the halacha? Smuchach and Rashi. The Rashi assumed that whatever is true of a statue is true of an image on a kli. So if by a statue, Rameir holds that stam statues are also, stam people are also, it doesn't have to be an Dati Shomela. So on a kli also, Rashi holds that a tzur of a person painted on a kli should be also. That's the assumption by Rashi, otherwise Rashi doesn't start. So Taisus asks on Rashi, that even if we even Lashit Taisus denies the whole premise, Taisus holds that the whole thing is not true. A kli is more kal. But that Taisus also says that even on Rashi's assumption that a kli is not more kal, Rashi didn't need to say the Mishnah is not like a mayor. The other Mishnah could go like a mayor. Hire a mayor asks all slumming only on Dati Shem Alachem Bial Pesach Hamadim. And here we're not talking about Dati Shem Alachem Bial Pesach Hamadim. Yes. Taisus' point. That's a strong ha'ora on Rashi. And I have a terrace for that ha'ora on Rashi. Why did Rashi have to say the Mishnah not like the Mishnah not like a mayor? Look all like a mayor. But Alakalim is not on Dati Shem Alachem and on Pesach Hamadim. The one thing I want to add though is which one is it? Rashi, Taisus says this, that Rashi even, that's what the first thing Taisus says. Ulafi Perusha Leido, meaning Rashi, even on your terms. You didn't have to say exactly the way you say it, that it's not like a mayor. Even on your terms, the Mishnah could go like a mayor, because Rameir only asked it be Andarti. Now, the Lashon of Taisus Mashna, this Kasha is more from Andarti, not so much from Pesach Hamadino. I hear more the Kasha from Pesach Hamadino than from Andarti, the Tainan Rashi. That Rameir only asked it by Andarti, I think could still justify Rashi in saying that the Mishnah is not like a mayor. Because the Mishnah is matir, the Mishnah implies that only a darkin is also. But parts of Adam is mutter, even if he's a melech. Because otherwise the Mishnah should have said kolat kalim. The Mishnah should have said amaisi kalim. Valeim tzuris chama, tzuris levana, tzuris darkin, and tzuris melech. The Mishnah doesn't say that. Like the Gemara isn't dying for the Mishnah. Tzuris darkin katoni, parts of Adam like katoni, any Adam. So I don't know, Taisha Sog and Rashi, you know, from Adarti, I don't hear so much. But what I hear more, I don't know why Taisha didn't ask it, Beloshon Hazer, is that Taisha should have asked in Rashi, you still don't need to say it's not like a mayor. Loyal goes like a mayor. Even a mayor who asks an Adarti Shomelech, he only asks an Adarti Shomelech when he's al Pesach Hamadino, because al Pesach Hamadino is the Makul Choshev, like Rashi said in the beginning of the parak. The Choshev lo. But maybe on a Keli is not so Choshev. Maybe that's why even a mayor doesn't ask it to Sodom on a Keli. Unless we'll say that it was poshut to Rashi that kelim chashuvim. So the Mishnah says that Rav Shimon Gilel, the Mishnah is mechalak al mechudod al mechubodim asurim, that a kli mechubod is like a pesach hamadino. So the fear of mayor that are dati is also a Pesach Hamadino, a tzuris melech and a kli mechubet should also be also. Right, that's a big leap. Pesach Hamadino is more than a kli choshev.
But the little cuts Pesach Hamadino is that everyone sees it when they walk in and out. It's by Pesach Hamadino. It's on Ellis Island. If it's
yeah.
on Kli,
China
is Pesach Hamadino. It's not a barometer for
Hashivas. Right, so that's what I'm asking. So why? Maybe Mishnah goes like a mayor.
Rashi said on the base that the reason why
Pesach Hamadino
is
Brahms is because Hashivas. Right, so maybe Hashivas, maybe the Hashivas of Pesach Hamadino is much more than the Hashivas of a Kli Mechubad. So again, I don't know why Rashi had to say that the Mishnah is not like a mayor. It's a bit dirty to say the Mishnah is not like a mayor, because we said the Reish Lakish said in the earlier Gemara that we had a Stam Mishnah like a mayor. So now we have another Stam Mishnah not like a mayor. Rashi have to be soivul as doichik. He's not machalik from kalim and slavim. But I understand. Nonetheless, I don't understand. But nice. It's only also pesach hamadina. Here it's not a pesach hamadina. So why can't it go like a mer? So any of that. I mean, in essence, that Tosis kash. For some reason, Tosis fixed Tosis lush from sarandati. I don't know why he asked from sarandati. Clearly, the kash is more acute from pesach hamadina.
Isn't that exactly the Mishnah that the discussion of kalim and slavim and kalim and slavim?
There is a distinction between kelim mechubadim and kelim mevuzim, but who says that a kli mechubad is on the same level of pesach hamadina? Abraham Meir only asks a statue of a melech on a pesach hamadina. You see, according to more than the pair, even a mayor doesn't ask for statues of melochim if they're not on pesach hamadina, because normally a statue of a king is just a statue of a king. The chazokah that they're worshiping it is only if it's on pesach hamadina. Agal chanusim, it's choshuv, so it's on pesach hamadina. So who says a kli has that status? We're bechalik mechubadim b'leit tzuris darka and chamul levana, but maybe tzuris adam even on a kli mechubad. It's not just a melech.
To the first what?
Oh yeah, he says that to Rashi. What do you mean the first two kimtum? You mean not without the adat
shemulah? And then the kashim from there is also not shemulah.
Yeah, that's good. Around the Shitasi, that Yehuda Mishmul is chaylik on the first of Kimta.
Also, the Rabban and the Rabban.
What?
Yeah, the Rabban said the same thing.
In Rashi.
He definitely says in the Gemara. I think he might also say that.
I hear that more. The Rabban holds that Yehuda Mishmul of Andati Shemalachim is being chaylik on the earlier of Kimta. So this Gemara is not going like Rashi before was Mashmul is not being chaylik. It's a Sofa in the Chayesh Lemil. Faces more another way. Anyway, let's talk about later.
Where's Rashi Mashma then? It's not himself.
Maybe you're right, maybe it's not Mukhu Rashi.
And so Safa could just be working within the first teretz without those.
Yeah, Tosfos is much more than Tosfos. Maybe in Rechai Nechrami, maybe in Rashi is no Echreb. Maybe Rashi learns that it's not like the other Shem, like the Rav. That's a different sheet.
That works well. That's
and it's good. This Gemara is not going like that. Tais the shitasim. Then it's a sofa. So okay, that's good. Okay, let's see later. Okay. So then the way he asks. Second to last line. Ibai say a sefer kolatzuris mutaros chutz mitzuris darkin. Ibai said tzuris darkin miyosa, but shivle satin leisasin iti lehechesse vleizo. Hani in tzuris darkin light. Rashi shemoshim shivamor tzuris darkin ain of amor shayua. Elab shita b'maisin. And so on. So it's Tachshu, Reisa v'Seifu, Mereitzi, Mitzioso v'Eisa. Amar Abaye, in Reisha v'Sefer b'Moitzi, and see Asa v'Oisa, Menachrami. That's how it is. The price is not all b'chada machl. Rav Amar Kula b'Moitzi. No, the whole price is only talking about Avodazor. B'Moitzi, l'chshash Avodazor b'Moitzi. I say, how can the price say that Kol HaPratzuf is mutarim chutz miparts of Adam? Parts of Adam, the Mishnah is mashma that it's mutar. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehudi, Sani Rabbi Yehudi Moisif, Aft Mus Meniko Vesar Apis. Meniko Vesar Apis, Meniko Hashem Chava Shemeniko Kol Olam Kuloi. It's a tzur of a Isha Meniko Ben Rashi says. Sar Apis, Hashem Yosef, Shesar Meipis Kol Olam Kuloi. Rashi says he was Nasa Sar. I think there's a mistake in that. Sar Apis. Sar means Shanasa Sar. So Sar Apis means he's Sar. He was Nasa Sar and he was amazing. Kol Olam Kulo. Vudin Oka Dayovich HaKayil. He's talking where he's holding himself a measure and he's measuring out. Vuhi Dinokta Ben Vika Manika. And the Tzuris Isha over here is only if she's a Manika. So that's another kind of Avodah Zarah. That's Taka Tzuris Odom. And it's Bechesk Avodah Zarah even on a Kli. I mean, there were many tzuris of Avodah Zarah, not only Sarapis and Meniko, there were many tzuris of Avodah Zarah. But Rabbi Yehuda held that they're not chayud, but on a kli, they're not becheskes of Avodah Zarah. But Sarapis and the Meniko, that's becheskes, that is an Avodah Zarah. Okay, so what are these Avodah Zarahs? Look it up yourself. Sarapis, and the Isha is Isis. Very interesting. So good. I'll look into it, what it is. They're all pictured together. Egyptian deities that were very popular in the Greco-Roman world. And Serapis always had a measuring basket on his head. And Isis was always pictured nursing a Horus. And then the church co-opted Isis. That imagery of a woman nursing a child as an icon, that church later co-opted that. It was very widespread in the pagan world. Anyway, you can take a look. It's very fascinating. It's a little bit, it's interesting, why the mind feel a need? And that's, of course, that's what's referring to Sarapis and Isha Meniko. These were widespread over his arms. It's interesting why the Gemara felt the need to give it to give these Avodah Zarahs an etymology, you know, from Yosef and from Chava. That wasn't, I don't think that's how they, I mean, that's for sure, that's not the way they were designed for it. I thought of it. Sarapis was really, what's it called again? Osiris, the Egyptian god Osiris. So when the Greeks took over Egypt, they Hellenized it to Serapis. And Isis was also an Egyptian deity. Chazal gave it a sheresh in Yosef, in Chava. I thought maybe it's reminiscent of the Rambam in the beginning of Chazal Zorah. The Rambam says that when Zorah began, it wasn't that they. Zorah began, they started with right conceptions, and then it was, they knew there's a Bayer, but they thought you have to over the intermediaries, and that's how the Zohar began. So maybe a psal derech zech, I'll assume that these all these Avodah Zarahs, they had some source in a real memory. And from that it became, from that was evolved, devolved an idolatrous conception of a god who's mechalkel and has a measuring thing at his head, like as with Isis. Okay. Adayam is there. People worship Isis. Kesi like Tana Abon. Esu Utsu is Darkling. Pirushim Shimon Lazer Kol Sheish Le Tzitzin Ben Prokof. Chuli Esu says Rashi. Tzitzin is like Rashi says fins or Lashon Achrek and Mesayos. Basically, Machvi Ravasi Ben Pirkei Tzoba. Rav Kama Rabbi Chanina Halacha Kibshim Ben Lazer. There's a chil between that. This is the tzuris dark. Amar Rabbi Rav Chana, Amar Rav Shmuel Levi, Pamachas he's in the halach chavlez akapa beribi, but derech umotzes shem tabas v'le tzuris darkin. So tzuris darkin and a kli tabas also kli is becheska sevadazar. Umotzes evi kicham katan v'le amalei kli umotzes evi kicham gadol v'amalei bitla v'lei bitla sotra is bitla. So again, on a partially was mivach. Shema minot las, shema minot evi kicham batla v'dazar shalom v'shal chaveret. that? Why is that a chiddush to Mishnah there? V'shma mino yedei b'tiv shlo v'eskichavim shamshem mevatel she'en yedei b'tiv v'eskichavim shamshem enim mevatel. You see, he looked for a godel out of cotton. So it's interesting to see it's Maduik in the Gemara. The taina wasn't a cotton, a maisa cotton klum. That wasn't the taina. The taina was, he has to be a day of the tiva v'adizor of Misham Shem in order to be
Mevatel.
So I think this is a chasam sefer, famous chasam sefer. The chasam sefer says that by goyim, there's no difference, there's no bar mitzvah by goyim. The difference if he's being a gimel, not a gimel. The difference is if he's a bar das, not a bar das. But whatever das is necessary for that. The concept of godel is just that Shtei Cyrus makes somebody a godel. That's Shurim. Shurim is a lachma mashim sinai, only by Yisrael. So that's what you see here as well. The title wasn't that he was a cotton, the title was that he wasn't old enough to understand Tivav Adazorim Shamshel. And finally, Mishmah Minoi, we call him a battle of Balkochai. That he could be a battle of Balkochai. It's the Arachidish. In fact, the Gemara Megadu for Rechanim, Velesle, Velesle, Akapa, Beribi, Yod, Isnar, Amatzel, Menari, Menadoi, Menanomer, Menagayas, Menanor, Mizut, Shulyam, Mishlus, Shulnor, Amaitzi, Vishrati, Plati, Pelu, Vichomok, Mishra, Mitzuyim, Shamreil, Shaloi, Vishavayil, Mishya, Shemem. That if you lose something in a mokum, in a shuk, so yeah, you're Mishyaish. So here as well, the owner of this tabas, presumably was Mishyaish. So Rashi says, Rashi explains it's not the regular use that we're. I don't care if he was Messiah from the Bibles. It means he's Messiah from getting it back and being over it. So if he's the same way he's Messiah from getting it back, that's the din of Yush by Moitzi Abeba. So if he's Messiah from getting it back, Mimel is Messiah from being over it. If he's Messiah from being over it, so it should be bottle. It should be bottle mimela. So what do you have to have? It going to be mevatel it. The fact that it was lost in the shuk, in the makom she'ad mitsuyim sham, automatically should be called that he was mishayish miloivda. That we know that if it goes mishayish miloivda, that's also kind of bittel. Talked to Barichus before. I mean, not so much, a little bit Barichus. Is that a different than the bittel b'yadayim? It's the same thing as bittel b'yadayim. That's a mitzvah. But akoponim, whatever it is, there's such an entity called the oivdim are mitzvahish. And a suffix, I don't have a hefer from here either. And a suffix means all the oivdim have to be mitzvahish. It's enough that one oivdim is mitzvahish. We saw the raivid. The raivid is clear that even if one oivdim, one guy is mitzvahish, we'll oivdim. I don't know if it's a dollar muskum. But akoponim over here, whoever was oivdim this tabas, so all the oivdim of this tabas, but now it's lost, so they're all mitzvahish. Even if you need all the oivdim to be mitzvahish. Whoever the oivdim of this tabas, probably just a Bible or it, but whoever it is, whoever it happens to be over this tabas, but now that it's lost, they're all mishayish. So why did it need bittul? So Gemara, Marbai, he the miyom miyayish, the miyom miyayish, v'yisur miyayish. He's not miyayish from its divinity. Meimer Omer, Eivik Chovim Mashkecho Miflech Parlecho. Yisrael Mashkecho Eid the Meyikor Mashkecho Lodek Chovim Parlecho. He's not mishayish that somebody will be over it, and that's good enough. That it's not called mishayish. Even if he's mishayish milo ovdo, but if he still thinks that other people are going to be ovdo, so that's not called the yush. Tan hos, let's see right. The most tzuris levonos, koyel ram gilil vali osoi, tavla b'kaisel, shephem marias had yotis, v'aymul hem kazeris hem kazeris. So we had pictures of various phases of the moon, with which he would be poetic to Eden. Fake no bishoy, vaksib le satin, le sasin, iti le sasin, kid mus shamosh, I am a sham shim lefonek. So, our assumes right now, it's the maskana also, that mus shamosh include the shamoshim and the shamayim, the heavenly bodies. So, how is the levona, how is he allowed to have a surah of a, how is he allowed to make a surah of a levon? How is he allowed to have at this point? Later on, we'll see if this is to make a surah of a levona. Amr Abaye, the Osir Torah Elish Hamosh Mishav Shalasis Kimois. The Yisrael Asaniti is not to make heavenly bodies, which you really can't make life-size replicas of. It means Shamoshim that you could really make a life-size replica of, namely Kedisanya. Well, Yaso and the Bayis Tavis Hechol, Chasadra Tavis Ulam, Chonzer Tavis Hazorah, Shulchan Tavis Shulchan, Menorah Tavis Menorah. Havaloish Shulchamish Vishulvav, Vishulches. Make a menorah that has different number of branches, but Shazayin Liyasa. Even if it's not gold, because because even though the mitzvah is to make a menorah shows off in the base of Mikdash, but the Yevah, Shamini, Matkas are also kosher menorah. So whatever is kosher menorah is also to make as a replica. No, by the Knesset, there's that big menorah. So that was a big shah that came to, was donated by well wishers of the State of Israel at the beginning of the state, from England. And they came to Rav Herzog and we asked them if they're allowed to stay, if they're allowed to accept it, because they don't want to insult the. It was like, you know, like France gave the Statue of Liberty to us. Well wishers of the State of Israel in England commissioned this statue. So we'd be impassioned upon them to say we can't take it because it's we have an issue. But on the other hand, they had this issue of Le Sassoon. Of Le Sassoon Iti. So again, the issue of Le Sassoon Iti is only to the mate. But there's an issue of Shad. Even if you didn't make it, there's an issue of people think that you might have made it, so it also might be awesome. So Rav Herzog was asked to Shad. So Rav Herzog says a tshuva about it. It's very interesting. He says that it's not, since there's nowhere to put any oil in it, so it wouldn't be kosher l'menorah, so it's okay. Anyway, that's the Rebbe Yehuda Amar Afshel Eis LeYasek Derech also based kosher l'menorah. Even wood. That's a sugi menachas. Does it have to be metal menorah, or could it be even made out of wood? Shalif yidarshin klal prat the klal, or the riboy. It's a whole sugi over there. So that's not like if it's only metal. If in the mikdash it's only kosher metal, then the isser of l'sasaniti is only metal. If the mikdash it's kosher even shel eitz, then the isser of l'sasaniti is even shel eitz. Shachaponim, Abai wants to say this is the whole Isser. This is certainly an Isser. This is a Isser that says in this Bais. Abai wants to say this is the whole Isser. There's no Isser to make the sun and the moon and so on. Isser is only to make these replicas of the Mikdash. Life-size replicas of the Mishnah, of the Mikdash. I didn't want to talk about this for a few minutes. The Maskana of the Gemara is going to be that this is not the only Yisr. There's other Yisr mostly. Also, not allowed to make Musha Moshe Mamashav Shem Lefadeh B'moroi. Not allowed to make Kutsuris Odom. But we have many different Yisr. We'll see later in the Shayim, in the Ran, you know, the different parameters of the different Yisr. But Kahana, this is L'chor, one Yisr out of many. So the passage in the Sugi is that it's all one Yisr of L'Sasim Itui, the Musha Moshe, and it's this different kind of Shamoshim. This is Shamoshim B'moroi, this is the Shamoshim, the Kelim, the Besam Mikdash, the Shamoshim down here, and there's different kinds of Shamoshim. With maybe some chiluke dinim, as we'll see going forward. Shitas Rambam and the Chinuch is that this issur of loyasa making tzuris hamikdash and tzuris hakelim is a different issur entirely from all the others. The other issur of loyasa and iti, the Rambam has an hilchos avodah zarah. And that was the fairish, that it's a harchaka for avodah zarah. The reason why the Torah forbade to make tzuris of kechavim and tzuris odom is because it's a deraisa. It's not a gzera derabonah, it's a din deraisa. But the Torah asked it because you might come to avodah zarah. Is it to make a replica of the mikdash and of the klei mikdash? The Rambam has in hilchos bias mikdash together with halachas of meira mikdash. That's a part of that. It's a part of meira mikdash. Chinuch also that way. My sister Amma learned that it's not, even though the Gemara haven't been to this, learned that from L'Sasaniti. Maybe it is learned that from L'Sasaniti. L'Sasaniti is Mishnah of all things. But the fun of the Ram is Mashmah, it's beside the it's two different Isurim altogether. So it's interesting. There's a diak here also, when the Bryson lists the Kalim that you're not allowed to make, there's Chotzer, Azorah, Shulchan, Menorah. Doesn't say the same as Bech. Doesn't say Mizbech, and it doesn't say the Oran. Ram also the Ram will bring it. Good attack. Yes. Zay Besad Chir Yud. Asul Adam Shiasa Bayas Tavis Hechel, Achsadra Tavis Ulam, Chotzu Kenegat Azora, Shulchan Matur Shulchan, Menorah Matur Menorah. That's it. Also, he doesn't have the Aron, and he doesn't have Mizbeach. I'm not sure what to do with, but I want to talk about Aron first, because I think Aron is there's a yisite here in Aron. Mizbeach might be different, because Mizbeach you really can have a bama. Shas after a bama, you could have a bama. Mizbeach is not miyuchet to the mikvah. But why does Aron not say Aron? So here, there's an amichus tvar. So I like this. There's a machaikas yishayim, machaikas amin there about him, say if I miss this. Where to count, or where to include the mitzvah of making the kelim? There's a mitzvah also in Mikdash. Make a mikshkan to make a beis hamikdash. Is there a mitzvah to make a menorah? Is there a mitzvah in the tayag mitzvahs? A mitzvah to make a shulchan and so on? So there's not. The Rambam and the Rambam both agree. There's no special mitzvah to make a menorah. It's subsumed in some other mitzvah. But it's machlokes the Rambam and the Rambam. Which mitzvah it's subsumed in? Shitas Rambam is that the mitzvah to make kelim is subsumed in Va'asul HaMikdash. Va'asul HaMikdash includes making the Klei HaMikdash. Shitas HaRamban is that the mitzvah to make the Mikdash does not include the kelim. The kelim are included in the mitzvah of their respective avodah. So for example, the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah includes to make a menorah. You can't make a menorah if you don't have Hadlokas HaMenorah. Same way, you know, sitting in a sukkah includes building a sukkah, not a mitzvah by itself. And bringing karbonis on the and lechem apadim, the mitzvah lechem apadim assumes that there must be a shulchan. So the mitzvah of making a shulchan is included in the mitzvah of doing the lechem apadim. So that's machlokes Rambam and the Ramban. Based on that, the Ramban in the Shikchas HaEsen, when the Ramban lists the mitzvahs that the Rambam forgot, so the Ramban lists the mitzvah of making an oron. Making an Aron is not subsumed in any Avodah. No Avodah that requires an Aron. Even the Azoyah by Yom Kippur Ben Habanan, you could do it without an Aron. So there's no Avodah that needs an Aron. So Mela, making an Aron, says the Ramban, that's already a mitzvah by itself. And the Rambam doesn't have a mitzvah to make an Aron. Pshuta, you would say. The reason why the Rambam doesn't have a mitzvah to make an Aron, the Shitasa. The Rambam holds that the mitzvahs of making the various kelim are included in the mitzvah of Asiyas HaMikdosh. So making the Aron likewise is included in the mitzvah of Be'osuli Mikdosh. But the emphasis is, if you look in the Rambam, it's not that way. Look in the Rambam, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, for example, the Rambam says, God, there's a mitzvah of Be'osuli Mikdosh, and that includes making kelim. And these are the kelim that you have to have. A shulchan, a menorah, a mizbeach, I think he listed also. But he doesn't say, maybe even the Kiyar, maybe even the Sarah. Well, he doesn't mention the art. The same thing in Hilchas Beis HaBchira. The Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaBchira starts off, there's a mitzvah of Asul HaMikdash. And he talks about what a mikdash has to have, and Hazor, and Chotzer, and so on. And then the Rambam says, and it also has to have kelim. And the Rambam goes to all of the kelim, and how do you make them? And the Rambam has great detail with pictures, even in the Franklin Rambam, that pictures in the Rambam's handwriting, pictures of the Mdur, and pictures of the Shulchan. All of the kelim, the Rambam says that a mikdash has to have, and he gives you the instructions of how to make the kelim. There's not a word there either about the aron. The Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaBchira does not mention the aron. Doesn't give you any instructions how to build an aron. The Michas Chinuch voice is there. Meduyik in Rambam that the Rambam held that the mitzvah to make a mikdash does not include making an aron. Because the Aron was not necessary to the functioning of the Mikdash. A Rai by Shani didn't have. You don't need the Aron for the Beis HaMikdash to function. A Mikdash has to have a Shulchan, has to have a Menorah, because otherwise the Mikdash can't do the things that you're supposed to do in the Beis HaMikdash. The Aron is not Chelik, is not part of the Mikdash. If the Aron is not a part of the Mikdash, so why doesn't the Rambam count that Asiyas Aron as a Mitzvah by itself? The way the Ramban did. Before you have to say that's a different Machlokes. that the Rambam held that the mitzvah, that Asiyas Aron was not a mitzvah l'doros. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aron, that Aron was going to nignaz and we lost it long, it will come back, and there's no mitzvah l'sha'a, there's no mitzvah l'doros to replace the Aron. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aron, that's it, that's the Aron that we're always going to have, and if that Aron would disappear, then we wouldn't have to replace it. But it's not going to disappear, presumably, at all. Whatever it is, but the Rambam held that the mitzvah to make an Aron was not a mitzvah l'doros. And the Rabban holds that it is a mitzvah l'doros. The Rambam says, if the Aron would get broken, then you have to make a new Aron, because it's a mitzvah l'doros to make an Aron. But that's like a side machlokes. Is the mitzvah making an Aron a mitzvah l'doros, or is it a mitzvah l'shah? Both the Rambam and the Rambam agree that it's not included in the mitzvah of the Osul Mikdash. The Rambam holds none of the Kalim are included in the Osul Mikdash. The Kalim are included in their various respective mitzvahs. And the Rambam holds that the Kalim are included in the Osul Mikdash, but only the other kelim that the mikdash needs to have in order to be a mikdash. But the Aron that we could do perfectly well without, like we had it by a sheni, so the Aron is not included in the Osul Mikdash. That's clear. It's come out in the Furish and all that around. So I wanted to say, a long time ago, I'm tempted to say before any of you were born. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't remember anymore. But anyway, I want to say that the Rambam l'shitasoi, first of all, the Rambam l'shitasoi, in that the Rambam says the issa to make kelim is subsumed in Meir Mikdash. It's a mitzvah of his mikdashi tiro. That's why now that a spit in the base of Mikdash, and I was choosing the base of Mikdash, all goes into Meir Mikdash. So the Rambam held that the mitzvah to make kelim dumus chaya mikdash is as we saw before, is part of Meir Mikdash. The Rambam's l'shitasoi. That the kelim are part of the osul mikdash. The kelim are not. I don't know if that's true. Even if there's a mitzvah meir mikdash, who says the kelim are the mikdash? The kelim are something else. They're part of the avodah. But the Rambam holds no. The osul mikdash means the kelim too, because the kelim are part of the mikdash. So if there's a mitzvah, if it's mikdashi tiro, then it includes not only the mikdash and the mokam and mikdash, it includes the kelim, because the kelim are the mikdash to feed the Rambam. But that's only the other kelim. But the aron to feed the Rambam is not part of the mikdash. As in Furish, Kamatan Rambam, that is not part of Osul Mikdash. If the Aron is not part of the Mikdash, then it doesn't have an in a Meir Mikdash. So the Mele is no Isser to make an Aron, to make a replica of the Aron. It's probably, anyway, probably inside the Kruvim, but there's no Isser per se to make, if either Rambam, I think it's Matuyat, that there's no Isser to make an Aron, because since the Aron is not part of the Mikdash, so it doesn't go into Meir Mikdash.
What about, like, all the other
Kleshires
that are in the
Mikdash? Yeah, why only these ones single out? But it's Thomas, though, Pasha, you know, in the Beis Hamikdash, had Sakinim. I don't think it's necessary to make a Sakin like the Sakinim that they had in the Beis Hamikdash. Fidei Rambam, I got to understand it. The Fidei Rambam, when the Rambam says that these are the things that a Mikdash has to have and they go into the Mitzvah also in Mikdash, he doesn't talk about Sakinim and Yoim and Mazrekas and all of these things. He talks about Shulchan and Aron and Mizbeach. So it's a clear in a different sense. You know, it's a clear, I don't know, these are Hagdor exactly. We say Balabatas, these are unique Kalim. Sakinim, you have all, you know, you have Sakinim at home also. These are unique Kalim. They have a unique Tzura, the Torah commands. Torah doesn't command the Tzura of the Sakinim. Maybe that's supposed to answer. Torah doesn't say how you have to make a Sakin. There's no such thing as a Sakin like the Sakin of the Beis HaMikdash. There's no din how a Sakin of the Beis HaMikdash has to be. That's why they're emissary. Here's a din that a Mnuri has to have certain halachas. The Shulchan has to have certain halachas. That's his din, it's the Sukkim and Torah. So then there's a din. You're not allowed to make Kalim that have that dimension. Sakin can be anything, so it's not such thing as a sakin that has the tzur of the sakin of the mikdash. Maybe that's why the kiyur is not included in the sister, because Ram doesn't mention the kiyur either. No, the kiyur I think in klei mikdash, in the mitzvah of osul mikdash. Well, let me check that out. Has a kiyur fit in? Ve'elan dvarim. This is the beginning of Beis Abchir. Eilen Dvarim Shem Iker B'Binyan Abayis. Kodesh Kedoshim and Heichol, first talks about the structure. Ba'isim Emikdash Kelim. Mizbeach La'ilo, the Keves, the Kiyor, Mizbeach L'Ktayr, Simonor, V'Shulchan. This is the Kelim that makes it. Here, it doesn't say Or, that's the deed. It does not say Or. But he lists the Kiyor, and he lists the Keves. And then in the next parak, he starts to go through what's the tzur of the mizbeach. It has to be ribua and kronos, and how what's the dimensions exactly. And then he talks about the menorah, how what its surah is, and the shulchan, and so on and so forth. So how come here by the issue of issue to make a replica, he doesn't say anything about the kiyor? The kiyor is part of the midrash. I'm listed there. The kiyor is part of the midrash. Maybe the partial answer is because the Torah doesn't say what the kiyor has to look like. Maybe it has no dinam either. I mean, maybe it's not called b'ksav miyad Hashem. Maybe there's all these. But there's no. And the kiyor in the Beis Olam was different than the kiyor in the Mishkan. So maybe there's no such thing as a kiyor that's the mus of the kiyor in the Mikdash, because there's no psukim that how the kiyor in the Mikdash has to be. And the kiyor in the Mikdash was different than the kiyor in the Mishkan. And Shlomo Melech felt the kiyor was different than the kiyor that they had before, with Purim or whatnot. So maybe the Yitaka don't have it. The Mizbech, I'm not sure how it fits in. The Mizbech, but he has halachos. So why isn't the Rambam listed in Isser to make a Mizbech like the Mizbech that they had in there are halachos, where the Mizbech has to have ribu and kronos and so on. So why isn't there an Isser L'dayrus? Why isn't there an Isser of Meir Mikdosh to make a Mizbech? Here we accounted for it. Or we for sure accounted for it. Mizbech, I'm not so sure.
Right.
So
that there's a mitzvah to make an
art. So?
Okay, so
chayv
make an
art
for the
Vayashini.
Because
not only mitzvah l'shon, not only mitzvah
l'dayos.
According to the Ramban. Because the mitzvah to make an arm was, I think the Ramban agrees, the mitzvah to make an arm wasn't for the Beis HaMikdash to have an arm. The mitzvah to make an arm was for the Luchas to have an arm. And the Luchas had an arm, wherever it was. I'll just tell you one last thing, a very Shekhava thing. There's a Tesefta in, and it's the old term, there's a Tesefta in Megillah, Perek Gimel. The Tesefta says, tell me how you make a shul. So it says in Tesefta, Ein Paiskan Ela L'Mizrach. The door of the shul has to be on the east. So Taisus in Erevin, Daf Yud Ches, says, it doesn't mean literally it has to be in the east. It means it has to be opposite the Aron. The Aron has to face wherever Eretz Yisrael is. We know when you build a shul, the Aron should be facing Eretz Yisrael. The Sefer says because of the Mikdash, the shul should be like a Mikdash. That says in the pasuk, says in the Eilam, the Mikdash Mat. Where's the pasuk in the Imri? I don't remember. Basically, a shul is supposed to be doimer to a Mikdash. There's somebody who says a shul that it should be rectangular. A shul shouldn't be as difficult as some other shape. I think the Rebbe says they had a dream. They wanted to build a shul in a different shape. And then they had a dream that you want to be Mishana from the Mikdash. I don't remember exactly the story. Anyway. So what it says in Tesefta, Tesefta doesn't say it has to be square, but Tesefta says it has to be the doorway should be in the east. So Taisa says it means not literally in the east. It means just like in the Beis HaMikdash, the door was in the east and the Hechel was in the west. So when you build a shul, the door should be opposite the Aron. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That when you build a shul, the Aron should face Eretz Yisrael, and the door should be whatever the opposite direction of that is. But the Rambam. Perek Yud Aleph of Tefillah Halacha Beis. Very striking. It's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention this. Doesn't have this. The Shulchan Aruch is always a nimshach after the Rambam. Doesn't have this. But the Rambam there says, Yud Aleph. The door should be in the east. And you build the Aron Kodesh for the Sefer Torah. And they put the Hechel in that direction towards which they daven. And that already told me, you daven towards Eretz Yisrael. In order that when you daven towards Eretz Yisrael, you should be facing the Aron Kodesh. So very stark Maduik and Rambam. Rambam says, when you build a shul, that the door should be in the east, and the Hechel should be L'ruach Shemispalim. It's clearly not Mashman the Rambam, though I told you on the Sud of Tesefta. The door doesn't have to be in the east, it has to be opposite the Hechel. So then that's what the Rambam should say. You build a Hechel, the Ruch Shemes Palam, but you build a doorway the opposite direction. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says you build the door should be in the east. And the Hechel should be with the Ruch Shemes Palam, but you say here. So what's the Psha? So I thought the Rambam is the Shittosa, that the Aron was not part of the Mikdash. The Shul has to be Mein Mikdash. Mein Mikdash, the door is in the east. So the doorway of a Shul has to be in the east. The Aron Kodesh doesn't have to be main Mikdash, because what is the Aron in the Mikdash wasn't part of the Mikdash. There's a different halacha that you have to face wherever you have to face the daven, and you should put the Sefer Torah in the direction that you're not ordered to have to turn your back on the Sefer Torah when you're davening, when you're doing Shachavoya especially. So therefore, the Sefer Torah should be in the direction that you're davening. So if you're davening towards the north, the Sefer Torah should be in the north, because that's the direction that you're davening. That has nothing to do with the Me'ein Mikdash. And then there's another halacha, Me'ein Mikdash, the door should be in the east. So I thought it's very shocking to do this with the Rambam, and the Rambam's the Shittosik. It's a pillar out, the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva, in the Archai, in Simen Chozayim, Midas Atzmoy says that he would think, not like Shukhamar, that when you build a shul, the door should be in the east, regardless of what direction the Aron Kodesh should be. He doesn't mention this. He came out before Shin Rambam that one. So I'm not sure. Like Midas Atzmoy, he thought this is right. And, I don't think he says this whole cheshbon they're making with the Aron not being part of the Mikdash. He just says, the Sefer says the Mizrach, it means the Pesach has to be the Mizrach, and has nothing to do with being opposite the Heichel. And he thinks when you build a shul, the door should be in the east, and the Heichel should be the Ruch Shem Espalama. And even though Shulchan Aruch says not the way, but he says, look at the Mustafina, this is what he would think. I don't know why he doesn't mention Mahamish Mufush and Ramadan. No idea. But I can point him, that's what he said. And then the Chasm Sarif himself points out that Shulchan Aruch says not the way, the door should be opposite the Aron Kodesh. Chasm Sarif says that he would, Lakola Pachas, compromise. That, you know, the way we have it is that the building, and then in the building you have a sanctuary. So it's in the middle of the sanctuary, the door is going to be opposite the Heichel, like it says in Shulchan Aruch. But at least the doorway of the building should be in the east, like the Tesefta, like in Sposh Pshat and Tesefta. Chiddush Din. Okay. This will stop here.
Sure.